Do you think that the scene is, I mean, obviously it's different from what it was. Do you think it still is strong? Like, do you have an idea of like what's going on there now, or are you kind of just like, I've listened to the bands now, and I think I could wash my hands a bit of what's going on here.
So I try to keep up with new bands. I don't even know if saying this stuff out loud is good, but I go on Reddit. I try to keep up with the youngsters and try to hear what they're listening to. Like I know like the big band right now is Knocked Loose.
Oh yeah, they're enormous. People
Is
are losing
one.
their minds over it.
But like there's bands from Delaware like Year of the Knife that like I try to keep up with. There's a lot of people that say that like, oh, there's no new good music coming out, and when you talk to them, like, hey, everything that you say that you love came out when you were like 18, 19, 20 years old, or when you're in college. And I think you're just looking through rose-colored glasses of the best time in your life, and you're associating that music with it. There's still stuff coming out constantly that is awesome that I try to keep up with. I'm sure, let me open like the new Fu Manchu is really good. I think but yeah, I try to make sure that I'm keeping up with the Joneses and listening to new stuff as it's coming out.
It's interesting to see because I am and people, as soon as I start in on this, people that listen to the show are going to know exactly where I'm going to go with this. But I have been deeply fascinated with Sleep Token as both a band that I very much enjoy and also the almost reflexive hatred that people in metal have toward them. And I cannot for the life of me understand why it is so intense until I remember, oh, young people like this. And that's why everyone hates it, because every time something new crops in, there is a, I guess, instinctual like push away of what's going on here. I don't think that kind of
It's
feels the same.
gatekeeping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's that's the same kind of feeling that is in the punk space, which is I guess one of the things that lends to that old punk versus metal adage that used to be so prevalent and now seems to have fallen to the wayside.
Yeah, I mean, I do hear it a little bit more in the hardcore scene, like especially with like bands like Turnstile, where some of the older folks, it's usually a 50-50 split with people that think it sucks and people that love it. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I hear it and I go, it kind of sounds like Snapcase, but it's fun. And they're having fun and they're blowing up and good for them. Like, I'm not gonna, pop it on myself, but I can appreciate it, right? But then there's bands like Piss Jeans that or Whores that put out new records and you're like, oh my gosh, like I want this to just melt my face.
Yes.
And like the new Piss Jeans is like, it's almost like a pop punk record where
Yeah.
there's so much melody to it. There's like so many hooks. And it's like they almost challenge themselves to be like, you know what? We can write a catchy record. So hearing bands like that like evolve beyond like what they did was noisy and amazing and awesome, and I loved everything that they put out, but to hear them kind of transform like that is just it's just awesome.